here in our closing segment of Rosie on the House for this week, I'd like to highlight just one more time a special event that will be held this week. We had an interview earlier in the show this morning with Arizona Adjutant Major General Mick McGuire, and he's hosting this special event. Let's bring that soundbite back in.
The way they run it is through the high school counselors. So the counselors set up buses from the district, essentially a field trip. They come out in the morning, get the kids all hard hat. They get out and they spend basically 2 or 3 hours in the exhibition area. They can get on heavy equipment. They can drive nails. They can talk to pipe fitters. They can do any number of things, guys that work power lines and all that type of stuff. They'll set up all their gear, and they'll each vendor has a different thing they try to show them.
Yep. Demonstrating all aspects of the construction and mining.
Right.
The mining
industry
is
there as well. And I tell the vendors, you know, I've told people, you know, one of the biggest challenges we have in this development area, in this workforce development, is finding labor. And I say, hey, the name of the game for these young kids is being able to obviously read and write, but additionally being able to show up on time, stay drug free, and they'll train you. Yeah, it's clear that the appetite for the vendors that come out to this, they are looking for people that will show up on time and they'll train you.
Oh, man. We're starving for a skilled labor workforce. And that's one of the reasons that they're having the Arizona Construction Career Days here in Phoenix.
We will get your microphone on. Still not on.
In Tucson
there you
this
go.
Week. 6th and 7th, so a little bit different days of the week, 6th and 7th at the Tucson Rodeo Grounds. They're also having this construction days. It's the Southern Arizona Construction Career Days. They have four different areas. There's that general area, civil engineering, mining, utilities, building construction, so all kinds of good things to learn. And if you're interested, the number is 520-777-5800.
And you could work for APS.
If you're a high school kid, yes, you could. If you're a high school young man or young woman, or you know a high school young man or young woman that might not particularly aspire to a higher degree, get into the construction industry. The labor pool is so starved right now. No matter what trade you want to learn, there's people hiring that are willing to train you while you're being paid to do the job. It's a great career. And if you want to go to work for the best of the best, just go to rosieonthehouse.com, plug in what trade you want to learn, and if you go to work for a Rosie Certified Partner, you're going to be getting trained by the very best of the best. Now, we've got the holiday rush on at Rosie Remodeling. We're starting to get phone calls. People urgently want things done before the holidays. We just signed a contract about 8 days ago for Miss Terry. She wanted the kitchen done by Thanksgiving. We're going to finish. Kane is going to finish the maid cleanup the afternoon before
Woo.
Thanksgiving.
Ooh,
and we'll give her that kitchen for Thanksgiving. But it's getting tighter and tighter. So if you're interviewing contractors about getting speed projects done before the holidays, a couple questions you've got to ask them. Who is going to pull the permit? Many times, in the hurry to get things done, contractors overlook the permit. Sometimes even purposefully, okay? You don't want work done at your house that requires a permit that isn't permitted, okay? So ask that question. Who's going to pull the permit? And if they say a permit's not required, make them prove it to you. Because there isn't very much that my remodeling company can come to your house and do and not need a permit. Okay? Who's going to pull the permit? Do I get my 72-hour right to rescind? In the state of Arizona, if you signed a home improvement remodeling contract in your home, you have 72 hours to back out of it. Many times, these guys in the rush will start the next day. That's against the law. Do I get my 72 hours right to rescind? Who's going to pull the permit? I would also ask, are you going to test my house for asbestos or lead before you start tearing it apart. These are all steps that need to be done before the project can even get started. And if your contractor isn't contemplating making all these preliminary steps in preparation for starting your job, you're interviewing the wrong contractor. Okay? Please proceed with caution. You get hot and bothered that this project has to be done right now. You're willing to accept compromises as soon as you find someone that says they can do it. And the only way they can do it, not the only way, but one way they can do it, is by cutting a lot of corners. That's actually illegal to do. Don't let them work on your property. All right. Well, how'd we do, Arizona? Did we make any headway in becoming your best friend? That's our goal every Saturday and every day at RosieOnTheHouse.com.